Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we will be studying Sefer Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perek Tet. We are continuing with the renown and the fame and the success of King Shlomo. Very interesting Perek. The Perek begins, Perek Tet, Pasuk Aleph, Umalkas Shiva Shama Es Es Shema Shlomo, Batavo Linasos Es Shlomo, Bechidos Birushalayim, Bechayel Kaved Maod, Ugmalim Nosim Bisamim, Bizahav Lerov, the Evan Yakara. So, what does this Pasuk say? I'm not finished reading the whole Pasuk, but the Queen of Sheba, says Rabbi Adin Steinzeltz, that was a state located in southern Arabia, in the region of Yemen or in eastern Africa, perhaps modern-day Ethiopia. She heard of the fame and the renown of King Shlomo, that he was a great king, wiser than the rest. Perhaps, as Rabbi Steinzeltz, she even encountered his ships making their way southward. It is possible that Sheba was always ruled by women, or perhaps the queen was the heir and successor of a king with no sons. And she came from afar, not for political reasons. Why did she come? The Pasuk tells us, Lenasos es Shlomo bechidos b'Yerushalayim. She came to test Shlomo with riddles to Jerusalem. She wanted to ask him very clever questions. And she came along with camels bearing spices and gold in abundance and precious stones. Says the Pasuk, Vatavo al Shlomo v'tadaber imo es kol asher haya im levava. She came to Shlomo. She spoke with him everything that was in her heart. So we see from these psukim and from these prakim that King Shlomo was not only great and wealthy and mighty and a man of renown within the ancient kingdom of Israel and Judea, but rather his fame was known throughout the region. He had dealings with kings and queens in the neighboring countries. Pasuk Beis, Vayageda Shlomo as Kol Dvara. Shlomo responded to all her concerns. Apparently, he answered all of her questions. V'lo na'alam davar mishlomo. Wow, he was so smart. There was nothing hidden from Shlomo that he could not tell her. And this king of Sheba saw the wisdom of King Shlomo and the bias, the house. And we learned so much about the house that he had built. How great was Shlomo? She saw the food of his table, the seating of his servants, his officials, and she saw standing around him his ministers, Umalbushehem and their clothing, Umashkav and his cupbearer, Umalbushehem and their clothing, the Alioso Asher Ya'ala Beis Hashem, and that he, the king, would ascend to the house of the Lord, V'lo Haya Od Ba Ruach. It took her breath away, meaning, says Rabbi Steinzeltz, she was astonished by what she saw. And what is her impression of King Shlomo on the grandeur of his palace and the grayness of the Beis HaMikdash and the vast wisdom that he encompasses. Vatomer el HaMelech, and what does she say to the king? Emes HaDavar Asher Shamati Barzi. Wow, it is true what I heard in my land about you. Al Dvarecha Va'al Chachmasecha. I heard about your words, I heard about your wisdom. I came here with my own eyes. I am paying a royal visit to the ancient land of Israel. All the way, I am the queen of Sheba, and it is true, I can attest to the truth of your words and your wisdom. And she even says, you know, I never believed your word, believed the words about you until I came here. Vatarena einai, and my eyes saw. Now, this is very interesting because I was recently listening to a shir by Rabbi Zev Lef Shlita of Moshav Matityahu, and he says in Israel, and he says that you cannot compare what you hear with your ears to what you see with your own eyes. What you hear with your ears may or may not be true, but with what one verifies with his own eyes, they see with themselves and their own eyes to be true. And he gives a mashal. Rabbi Zev Lef says, let's say a person passes by a park bench, and it is green, and it's shiny green, and there's a sign next to the park bench, and it says, wet paint, do not sit down. He said it was the instinct of a person to reach out with their fingers and touch the bench to see if it's wet paint. Why? The sign says, you have just been informed it is wet paint, do not touch. Yet it is instinctive to reach out and see with your own eyes if it's actually wet paint. And here we see that this truth comes to fruition in these psukim. The Queen of Sheba herself says, "V'lo ha'manti l'dvreim ad asher basi v'ter ena eina." You know, I heard all these rumors about you, Shlomo, but I didn't believe them until I came and I saw with my own eyes. V'hine lo hugad li chatzi mar bishchach masach. And everything that I heard is not even half of your wisdom. Yasafta ala shmua asher shamati. Wow, she says, half of what I heard doesn't compare. You exceed the report that I heard. She says, your wisdom is so glorious. Happier your men, happier the servants who stand before you and hear your wisdom. So she is praising King Shlomo for his greatness. And then she gives him a bracha. Yehi Hashem Elokecha Baruch. Wow, may Hashem your God be blessed, asher chafetz b'cha, who desired you to put you unto the throne of kingdom for Hashem your God, because Hashem your God loves Israel. Laha amido le'olam, to be the king forever. Laha amido le'olam, vayitnecha aleihem la'melech la'asos mishpat utzdaka. And therefore, he appointed you king over Israel to execute justice and righteousness. And what does she do? She gives the king a gift. She gave the king 120 talents of gold. And says Rabbi Dean Steintelt, this is a very large gift of gold. She gives him spices in great abundance. She gives him precious stones. There was nothing like the spice that the Queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. What were these spices used for? So Rabbi Dean Steintelt says some of the expensive spices were used in the temple. They did not grow in Israel. They were imported from India or perhaps even farther away. We know, for example, the daily Ketores spice mixture had 11 spices in it. Some of the spices used, apparently, in the Beis HaMikdash were not native to the land of Israel. They needed to be imported. We know that the Shemen HaMishcha, there were spices involved in the anointing oil of the Kohanim. For thousands of years, says Rabbi Steinsaltz, the spice trade was one of the great international commercial enterprises. And on this occasion, the most select spice was brought via the most direct route. It was considered exceptional, both in quantity and quality. So she gives him bosam hahu asher nasna malka sheva lamelech Shlomo. So beautiful. So she comes and she visits him and she gives him all of these wonderful gifts. And King Shlomo gave the Queen of Sheba all her wishes that she requested. And he gave her beyond that, which he gave her to correspond to those gifts which she had brought to the king. So officially, there's actually an exchange of gifts. And then the Pasuk tells us, Pasuk Yabez, that she leaves, Vatahafoch, Vatalech La'arza, Hiva Avadeha. So she turns around and she goes back to her land, she and her servants. And she came and she honored Shlomo in a manner unlike that of other nations, motivated by her admiration for him. And we see that ancient Israel in the time of King Shlomo was not reviled and hated like we know, unfortunately, Israel around the world. We have BDS, we have the rise of more and more anti-Semitism. We have recently what's happening with Ben and Jerry's. In the ancient times, under the dominion of King Shlomo brought Israel to such a high place of respect amongst the nations of the world and the surrounding lands. And the Pasuk tells us how much gold there was that came to King Shlomo in 1 year. Pasuk Yud Gimel, 666 talents of gold. There were merchants who brought goods to the land of Israel. Pasuk Yud Daled, all the Arabian kings and the regional governors of the land would bring gold and silver to King Shlomo. The next Pesukim tells us about the shields that he crafted, and he put these shields into the house of the forest of Lebanon, i.e. into his palace. And now the next three Pesukim actually tell us about the throne of King Shlomo. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayasa Melech Kisei Shein Gadol Vayitzapeu Zahav Tahar. Wow, he made a great throne of ivory and he covered it in pure gold. And what was the description of his throne? Pasuk Yud Ches, V'sheish Ma'alos the Kisei V'kevesh B'zahav the Kisei Ma'achazim V'yados Mizer U'Mizer Amakom HaSheves Ushnayim Arayos Omdim Eitza Hayados. There were in his throne 6 stairs to the throne and a ramp of gold, which he used to ascend to the throne, fastened tight to the throne. There were armrests on this side and on that side, and there were 2 lions standing near the armrest for ornamentation. Pasuk Gittes, and not only that, Ushneim Asar Arayos Omdim Sham Al Shesha Ma'alos Mizeu Mizeu Lo Na'asa Kein L'chol Mamlacha. There were 12 lions standing on the 6 stairs on this side and on that side. Nothing like it so glorious was crafted for any other kingdom in the world. And we know that the lion, we know this from Birkas Yaakov, Perek Mem Tes of Bereishis, the lion represents Malchus. The lion represents kingdom, just like the lion is the king of the beast. The lion represents kingdom and kingship in Israel. And he has not only 2 lions by both armrests, but 12 lions, 6 on each side, next to his throne. Unbelievable. Such a beautiful description of the grandeur of the throne of King Shlomo. Furthermore, Pasuk Chaf tells us that all of the drinking vessels of King Shlomo were made from gold, and all of the vessels in his palace in the Lebanon were of pure gold. Silver was not even remarkable in his day because there was so much gold. Like the Pasuk says, Ein kesef nechshav b'yemei Shlomo l'me'uma. Unbelievable. Kesef was not even considered anything because there was so much gold. Pasuk Chaf Aleph tells us the king had ships that went to Tarshish. Tarshish, these ships, says Rabbi Dean Steinzelt, sailed southward, perhaps in the direction of India. These ships sailed with the servants of Hurum. Remember Hurum, the king of Tyre. Due to the great distance, once every 3 years, the ships of Tarshish would come. Like the Pasuk says, Achas l'shaloshanim tavo'ana anios Tarshish. And once every 3 years they would come from Tarshish. What were they carrying? No, so Zahav, the Kesef, Shenhabim, the Kofim, the Tukim. So interesting. The ships returned and they would be bearing gold and silver and ivory, monkeys and peacocks. I heard once Rabbi Ari Pearl, he used to be the rabbi of the Jewish Center of Atlantic Beach, and he once proposed that the tukim of this verse, that the ships of King Shlomo brought back from Tarshish, perhaps were turkeys, what we call turkeys. So we see that they had silver on these ships, and they had gold, and they had ivory, shen habim, the kofim, and monkeys, the tukim, and Rabbi Steindl translates that as peacocks, but I once heard Rabbi Ari Pearl say perhaps that they were turkeys the way we know turkeys, and the pasuk turkey, like the animal that's often used in America on Thanksgiving. And I once read that Israel is one of the greatest exports of turkey around the world. So we see that perhaps there were even turkeys back in ancient biblical times under the dominion of King Shlomo. How great was Shlomo? Pasuk Chaf Beis. Vayigdal HaMelech Shlomo mikol malchei haaretz la'osher v'chachma. Wow. Shlomo was so great. He ascended to greatness from all other kings of the earth, both in wealth and in wisdom. V'chol malchei ha'aretz mevakshim es pnei Shlomo. He was so great that all the kings of the land requested his presence, requested his face, requested to have meetings with him. L'shmoa es chachmaso asher nasan ha'elokim b'libo. They wanted to hear his wisdom that Elohim had placed in his heart. The Psukim continue to describe the greatness of King Shlomo. Psukim pasuk chav ches also interestingly describes his horses and his stables. Finally, the parak concludes, Pasuk Chaf Tes, Usha'ar Divrei Shlomo HaRishonim V'Ha'achronim, Halohim K'suvim Al Divrei Nasan Hanavi, V'Al Nevuas Achia HaShiloni, U'Ved Chazos Yed'o HaChoza Al Yeravam Ben Neva. Behold, the rest of the early and late matters of King Shlomo, they are written down in the books of these prophets. Now, interesting, Rabbi Adin Steinzelt notes that these prophets who I just mentioned, Natan the prophet, Achia the Shiloni, the visions of Yedo the seer, says Rabbi Steinzelt, these were books of prophecy that addressed the reign of King Shlomo that did not survive. We do not have these books of prophecy anymore. Since their content was not relevant to Divrei HaYamim, they were not included here. So these are books that are no longer relevant, that at one time the details of King Shlomo's kingdom were recorded there. Finally, the last two psukim of the parak, Lamed and Lamed Aleph, Vayimloch Shlomo b'Yerushalayim al kol Yisrael arba'im shana. Shlomo was king for 40 years. Rabbi Adin Steinzelt notes, apparently Shlomo died in his 50s. He was very young, in his 50s. He ascended the throne in his youth. Nothing is known of his health, but it is clear he lived a very intense life. Finally, Vayishkav Shlomo im Avosav, a metaphor for death. Shlomo laid down with his forefathers. Vayikberu b'ir David Aviv. Shlomo was buried in King David. Vayimloch Rechavam bino tachtav. Rechavam, his son, ruled after him. This, in Divrei Hayamim, is the end of King Shlomo's life. It has been so rich, pun intended. It has been so fruitful. It has been full of wealth and opulence. He brought the Beis HaMikdash to fruition, quite literally. He was a man of renown with the other kings of the land. He was a very successful king. And I think one big lesson we can derive from here is he only lived into his 50s. We can have arichus yamim and we can have arichus shanim. A person may live with arichus shanim, length of years, but may not necessarily have arichus yamim, length of days. And yet someone else can live very young, like Shlomo in his 50s, and his father only lived till 70, and not have a richos shanim, but he can have a richos yamim, where you make your days count. We daven to Ribbono Shel Olam for both. May we be benched with long life and length of years, but we must make sure that we make every day of those years count, and we can truly learn that from the life of Shlomo HaMelech as chronicled in the Book of Chronicles. So tomorrow we will continue Be'ezrat Hashem. Thank you for studying together with me. Lilui Nishma, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef, Alaha Hoshalom, may the Neshama have an Aliyah in the Zechut of the Torah that we shared today. I wish you a wonderful day. Kol Tov.